I'll go back to the overpass layer to drop off Kandok and Smith, and then I'll go back to my apartment really quick to get dressed up in my knife costume. Keep Gaven company, gentlemen. I'll see you in a few hours. How's it been, Gaven?
Hot, uncomfortable, boring. Did you guys actually do it? You got in their systems?
I think you're on a need-to-know basis for this stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, Paul, you get dressed up. Everybody has some dinner. The hours pass. It's now the small hours of the night.
All right, gentlemen, we'll be taking two cars. The rental truck will be parked halfway to the mansion outside an abandoned Wendy's, and Gaven's truck will get us the rest of the way there. I'll be using a hands-free phone to keep in touch with our associate on the computers. We'll move quickly, grab the McDonald's, neutralize his security before they can react, then ideally steal one of his cars to get us to Gaven's truck as quickly as possible. We'll drive Gaven's truck to the Wendy's, then switch vehicles. Afterward, we'll get him back to our fortress of plywood, negotiate our fees, and it's as simple as all of that.
Just as simple, huh?
Simple indeed, for $1 million payout and only a few days of work.
Just so long as nothing nor anything goes wrong.
I feel a lot better about it after getting into their security systems. I mean, we will have every enforcement agency in the world looking for us, but if we get away with it, that's DB Cooper cred right there.
As another note, cred is something I'm concerned about. Specifically how the public views this. We're going to neutralize the guards, but I have a question for Kandok. If I were to throw a knife through someone's heart or lung, could you save them?
My power doesn't work without a cost. I can give and I can take, and if I have to give a lot to save somebody's life, you're gonna have to carry me out of that place.
But theoretically, could they be stabilized, such that there'd be time to get them to a hospital after such a dramatic injury?
Yeah? Yeah, if they don't die right away, then I could help them just enough to keep them together. But once they're at the hospital, it's up to them.
Let's do our best, then.
I don't like that. There's no kind way to commit a crime like this. If we slow down to kiss the boo-boos of people who want to kill us, we're gonna get killed.
I'm not going to press you on it when we're there. Just be mindful. I'd like to see that effort. The public would like to see that effort. You can't be the good guys by being too bad.
This is a kidnapping, Haas. I've never met a good kidnapper. To be honest, I've never met a good guy, full stop.
Well, that's the secret. You're good guys now.
I don't know about that, but the plan is, Smith grabs Kelvin, I grab his wife, Boss takes out the guards. If it all happens fast enough, I'll stabilize the guards.
And that's as complicated as I'd like things to get.
How do we stop them from seeing us on the cameras before we make our move?
Can, maybe our computer guy loop the cameras or something?
They'd all visibly skip if he puts them on a loop, and then the display time would be wrong too. Be a dead giveaway that something's funny, particularly with their security systems. They might have let Gaven touch their system, but they're gonna know he got something rotten in there if it gets obvious.
Suppose... would it be possible for us to make it look like Microsoft decided to force an update on them, and they're locked out while they're waiting on that?
You need to ask your computer guy. If we had enough time and we'd planned that, then maybe.
All right, I'll ring up Nicholas. Hello, Security Center. I have a question. Can you do a fake computer update to make them think that they've naturally lost control?
Nicholas answers his phone and replies, "No, it's a remote access thing. I can see what they see, look through the cameras, flip things on and off. It's not an overly complicated virus. In fact, they could kill it through the task manager if they knew about it."
If we turn the monitors off right as we attack, they'll likely know the system is compromised as well. They do have silent alarms for the police, correct? If we attack and simply use the system to find them all quickly, they might expect the alarm is working and trust it for too long.
There's also an alarm to wake up McDonald and let him know that he needs to get to the tunnels. It'd buy you maybe 30 seconds before they realize it's not going off. Aside from that, the direct police line is meant to prompt a response from a dispatcher to the command center. If there's no call, they'll know it's not working.
He's got a huge yard. It's gonna take more than 30 seconds.
Command, at the present moment, where is security?
Two asleep in the barracks, two wandering around the house. They've let a dog into the yard. Looks like a Rottweiler. It's probably going to bite and will bark at you.
Oh, I can handle a dog.
How?
I let it bite me, and then it's right where I want it. The dog doesn't know it yet, but it's picking a fight with a gorilla in body armor.
Okay. Let's disable one of the exterior cameras, somewhere out of the dog's immediate area. We'll sneak up close to the house and wait until the guard comes out. That's when we'll make our move. Split. I'll run for the command center, our own command, our McDonald and his wife together.
Separate bedrooms.
Right. We'll operate as planned. Smith, get us past the locks on the front door. Kandok, go for the wife. Smith, go for McDonald. If the wife gets into the tunnels, I'll cut her off and meet her on the other side. That may be as good as it gets.
I'd like to figure out an escape plan, in case it all goes sideways.
I believe the simple reality is that if we fail in this, we'll have failed.
That's not a good escape plan.
I'm not going to promise you fairy dust and a magical escape route that doesn't exist.
No, that's fair. This is Kelvin McDonald. It'd have to be a long shot no matter what.
Then this is how we die, Kandok.
Smith, I kinda hate McDonald. I wanna do this. I don't know if we'll be good guys or heroes or whatever, but we'll be my hero if I pull this off.
We'll be dead heroes.
Not all heroes survive.
And life is never as poetic as we wish. I think the odds are good. Just don't let your nerves pull you down.
I'm for it. Let's go.
Is there no way I'm going to talk you out of this?
We already know too much to back out. You know how this works. I'm pulling you down with me.
All right, fine. One-way street. We go forward. Whatever's in the way.
That's the spirit. Now, let's get in our vehicles and drive.
Following the plan, you drive the rental truck from the hardware store to an abandoned Wendy's, then drive Gavin's truck to a little ways outside McDonald's mansion. Nicholas informs you, currently, the dog's in the backyard. I can turn off the camera facing southwest, and it looks like you should be able to get fairly close to the house from there.
All right, guys, watch me do my breaking and entering magic. And I just pull one of the bars of the fence aside like it's wet spaghetti.
You guys sneak up the yard using the trees as cover. Both guards come out together at once to check on the dead camera. They're not being especially careful right now, but they are carrying rifles and wearing body armor.
I'm going to throw some knives. That's the signal. Smith, get us through the front door and make sure the way to the command room is open on your way up.
Nicholas asks, should I let the barracks alarm go off when they hit the panic button, or turn it off and risk them realizing the system is compromised?
Keep it quiet to start, but if for some reason we take too long and you see them worrying, I guess let it sound. He'll have to coordinate with his men, and that may be a few brief but precious seconds before he realizes the system didn't contact the police.
All right, we're ready.
Kandok, can you heal spinal cord injuries?
I can't do anything the body couldn't plausibly do if given time and space. If you cut that guy's head off, he's gone.
So heart injuries it is, then.
A heart can heal, but dead is dead.
How long will stabilization take?
A few seconds, maybe, but it's going to take a bit out of me either way.
Well, then use your discretion, but try to save their lives. Then I'll toss two knives, full force, right in the hearts of both guards.
The knives make a lovely vroom, vroom sound as they fly in a beautiful arc directly towards their targets. The knives hit so hard and so unexpectedly that the men tumble forward and smack into the side of the house after being hit.
Jeez!
Nicholas says, Command heard that. He's checking radio.
Let's go! And I make a run for the house.
When you guys get to the front door, one of the guards is non-responsive. The other is kind of groping for something, but doesn't seem fully cognizant of where he is or what's happening. You can hear a voice on the radio. Did something fall down? I need a response.
I grab the doorknob. It melts away and reforms into a baton I can use to smack people.
Kneel down and stabilize the injuries on the guys.
I'm switching off the cameras ahead of your approach.
Shove on in. Make a beeline for the kitchen to melt the locks on the door, then run upstairs.
Pull the radios off the guards and give them a Keyman super throw anywhere into the night.
You hear the dog barking from the backyard.
Go!
All right, I get up and I run for the wife's bedroom.
Command has hit the panic alarm. He's where he knows it's not working. He's running for the barracks.
Run inside and go for the command center.
You get to the kitchen. You can hear the dog reach the front door. But then with your super hearing, you can tell that the dog decides to attack one of the guards lying on the ground out there.
Okay, that one's not on us.
Smith, you get to McDonald's room. He was already awake by now, but still getting his bearings. When you burst in, he makes a decision, leans over, and hits the panic button. A steel door slams shut behind you, theoretically trapping you and he in the bedroom together.
Well, congrats, idiot.
Kandok, when you get to the wife's room, she's standing up, and it looks like she was trying to get dressed. Apparently she sleeps in the buff. You're lucky her first instinct was to fix her dignity problem.
All right, on the ground! Get down!
She screams, but complies. Paul, how do you want to approach the command center?
Run through the command center, stop at the entrance to the barracks, and use my ears to listen where the guards are at. Nicholas, hit the lights!
The lights in the barracks and command center go dark.
Okay, knives, go!
Zing, zing, zing! The guards can't even see where they're coming from. You hear a clatter, with your super senses get a pretty clear picture of events despite the gloom. All three targets neutralized.
Okay, upstairs, I'm going to slap the baton around McDonald's wrists like handcuffs. I've got a bit of super strength, so after that, I'll just grab him and haul him out of the bed.
Who are you? What do you want?
I want you to shut up.
Whatever you're being paid, I'll pay you double.
Oh yeah? You going to launder that money for me too?
Yeah, I got people. Easily doable.
You know what? No, you had me for a second. But if I let you go, I lose my leverage. Shut up.
Okay, and Elvis, how are you handling the missus?
Okay, stand up.
Just let me tie my robe closed.
Hands stay where I can see them. We're going downstairs, eyes forward, don't look at me.
I'll go upstairs and wait in the kitchen. Look for some wine and a couple of glasses.
Kandok and Smith get downstairs with their prisoners.
The guards in the basement need attention. Let's take our friends to the dining room for a short spell as we wait, shall we?
All right, you heard him. March.
I head to the basement to look at the guards.
Our command. Can you get the lights, please?
The lights turn on. Elvis, when you find the guards in the basement, all three of them have been hit perfectly in the heart with a knife.
Jeez, this dude is scary. Okay, if they're not already gone, try and stabilize.
The knives are still in, so the bleeding wasn't too rapid. They'd never make it to a hospital in time, but with your self-cannibalizing, supernatural healing, they'll at least arrive in time for treatment. You have to pull the knives out, of course. The effort leaves you feeling dizzy and starving. Meanwhile, Smith sits the McDonald's down at the dining table.
Lay out two glasses and pour the McDonald's some wine. As my guest, it's only polite that I offer you a drink. Are you thirsty?
McDonald says, Who the hell are you? This is my house! That is my wine!
Well, they say possession is 9/10 of the law.
They're my possessions, idiot!
Strange. They seem to be in my hands. My possession. As are you, the supposed owner of these things. You are now my possession, Mr. McDonald.
Like hell. I'm nobody's possession. His wife asks, Are you going to kill us?
It's an option.
Candoc jogs back up the steps. Paul, you can tell he's clearly a little thinner and looking a bit pale.
You know what I think the issue is? You were never formally invited into my home. This is too much of a grand venue for the kind of intimate discussion I'd like to have. Mrs. McDonald, would you kindly collect the keys to my car?
Where are the keys?
Wherever you normally keep them.
She blinks for a second and then says, Oh. McDonald lunges forward and he says, Now listen here, you. If you think—
I lunge forward and stick the point of a knife up his nose. Mr. McDonald. If you think you can barge into my home, uninvited, and start shouting threats at me, you'll be given a swift visit from the authorities. Authority is, at this moment, a mere inch from your brain. Now behave.
You let him go. He clearly wants to say more. It's not like you've broken him. You can see it in his eyes. But in this case, looks alone can't kill. He watches quietly, gaze on fire, while his wife heads towards the garage. She says, The keys are with the cars.
Well, then let's go.
Everybody gets up, and you go to the garage. There's a small fleet of cars in here. Mrs. McDonald asks, Which one?
Pick a favorite.
Mr. McDonald says, Take the Lotus. And his wife replies, I don't know which one that is.
I'll point to the nearest one with four doors.
And they're all sports cars, so none of them have four doors.
Okay, the nearest one with a backseat.
After a little finagling, the wife finds the keys for that, and you climb into it. Smith sits awkwardly between the McDonalds.
Pull out and make my way to the garage exit. Is there a button to open the door?
McDonald says, It's your house, isn't it? You should know how to get out.
Knowing things is for the help, Mr. McDonald. First rule of power is to never admit weakness. You do know how to open the garage door, do you not?
You just walk up and push the button at the side of the garage.
Okay, I get out of the car and let myself out.
You do. You push the button, and there's an angry Rottweiler on the other side of the door. He barks and runs back and forth in anticipation of that door opening.
Hold on, I've got this. I forcibly shove Mrs. McDonald out of the door diagonally, step out with all the purpose in the world, and walk directly towards the dog.
Okay, the door gets up high enough for the dog to squeeze in, but this isn't the reaction it was expecting, so it balks and backs up away from you.
Oh, come on. Not so tough now. I hold out my arm for it and keep walking forward.
The dog barks a few times, then its training kicks in and it lunges for you. It latches onto your arm, but you're composed of some kind of soft metal, so it doesn't really hurt you.
Got you. I grab the dog, lift it up, and throw it onto the roof.
The dog lands on the roof. It's startled, fights for balance, and is now really out of its element. It barks at you from up there, gives some thought to jumping down, decides it doesn't actually want to do that, and then just goes on barking.
Nicely done.
Yeah, if you care about PR, I don't think the public would care too much about an attack dog, but heck, even that's solved.
Speaking of, Doctor, can you make sure the guards in front will still survive? The dog got to them.
All right. I get out of the car and I have a look.
Yeah, the dog attacked them for a little bit, but apparently got bored and left them alone after not too long. It's tough to do a deep medical analysis, and there's a lot of blood in any case, but you're looking at maybe a broken arm on one guy, and the dog didn't really bother the other.
I think they'll make it. Besides, I'm tired. I've healed 5 heart injuries tonight, and I fix it by taking some of that beating on myself. It's just gonna have to get through it.
That's fair enough. Let's be on our way.
Everyone gets in the car, and you're away.